Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for letting us see a new day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we said thank you on today. We're rejoicing in the Lord. The Bible said rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Come on and rejoice with me. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Come on and tell him thank you. If you haven't told him thank you this morning, come on and tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. The blood still running warm in your vein, still got activity in your limb, you're still closing your right mind. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus, on today. He's worthy, y'all. Just look back over your life. I know you've been in some situations and circumstances and things that happened, and you know, but if it hadn't that been for the Lord that was on your side, oh, my God, where would you be today? Oh, I just don't know where I would be if it had not been for the Lord on my side. But one thing for sure, I know I probably would have lifted up my eyes in hell on today. You know, but I thank him for his grace and mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for grace and mercy on today. Thank you. Thank you for our families on today. Thank you. Thank you for our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Thank you for our nieces and nephews, our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers on today. We said thank you on today. Oh, yes, we just thank God on today. We just took time out just to say thank you. Oh, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you and worship you on today. We honor you, God. You're worthy to be praised on today. We pray in the name of Jesus that you'll minister to our hearts in a special way in these last and evil days, God. We pray for this sixth and sick generation, God. Send sick generation, oh God. This wicked generation. This generation that have turned their hearts away from you. This nation. Oh, God, they have forsaken your ways, oh, God, and doing their own thing in this last and evil day. We pray for this nation, God, that you turn their hearts back to you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you on today. We pray for those that are in bereavement on today, God. We pray for Miley, and we pray, oh, God, for all those cities and countries that are going through in this last hour, God, we pray, oh God, please, the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you, oh God, that comes to kill, to steal, and destroy people's lives on today, God. We just plead the blood. We pray that you'll minister to us all in a special way in this last and evil days, God. You can reach our hearts like no one else, God, for you made us, and you know everything there is to know about us on today, God. And we pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Help me to make a difference in this last and evil days, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me to continue to point people to you, oh God. You are the way, you are the truth, and you're the life in this last hour. And we just thank you, oh God, that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you on today. Oh, yes, I don't know about you, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, my God, if I didn't have the Lord on my side, I just don't know. Woo. Oh, my God, it's just so much going on in the world today. I tell you, from day to day, from minute to minute, from second to second, I tell you, hearse wheelers rolling, people leaving here, you know, babies and older, it don't matter. It don't matter. You know, people are leaving here. And we as a nation need to get back. You know, people need the Lord. You need the Lord. We all need Jesus. What we need, we don't want. And what we want, we don't need, you know. But just the day we're living in, I'm telling you, there's violence filling the land, and it ain't just started, but it's worse now than ever before. And the Bible says as we get closer to the end time, it's going to get worse and worse. And all the signs are evident that Jesus is on his way back and he's coming soon. And he said in his word, it won't be water but fire next time. I tell you, and we see that, you know, man is going to destroy himself because man is, you know, is trying to take over and control the earth, you know. He wants to dictate, you know, just like the enemy, like Lucifer when he was up in heaven. You know, he wanted to take over heaven. You know, it wasn't enough that he was a musician and handled the music. He wanted to take over heaven. And the devil is still here today. He was cast out to the earth. That's where we live at, to the earth. And he has that same spirit flowing through the atmosphere on today, principalities and powers in the air. He's talking to man today, and man wants to rule the earth today. I'm telling you, and I can see why the word of God said it won't be water but fire next time. I'm telling you, have you not seen and heard all the fires and things that's going on in around about us in this last hour? Oh, my God, people are losing their lives. You know, the enemy has come in like a flood, you know, over people's lives. And, you know, and the devil's doing what he said he come to do. In John 10:10, he said he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And do you not see the signs? You know, I'm constantly talking about signs. Signs are very important. Please pay attention to the signs. Don't ignore the signs. There are warning signs all around about us. Signs are everywhere. We need signs to point us to places, people, and things in this last hour. So the signs, do you see the handwriting on the wall? It's on the wall for everybody to see. It's out on the wall, right in front of your eyes. Your eyes are your gates, and they are the gates, the wonders to your soul, I'm telling you. So that's what the Bible says, and we're going to just tell you here at the Red Church what the Bible says. Your eyes are the wonders to your soul. Oh, yeah. So as I said, you know, it's just so much going on. You know, I was looking at all those people that lost their lives, you know, in Maui, you know, over there in Hawaii, you know. There's so many strange things that happen, yet, you know, the Bible has warned us and told us that these would be the signs of the last days. You know, love of many, waxing cold, children don't respect their parents and don't want to obey, and you know, man don't want no rules, the children don't want no rules, nobody wants no rules because they feel like they're being controlled. But you know, and now that's all we see, you know, is man wants to control the earth, you know, want to take over the earth. But the Bible said in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, you know. And we live on earth. It doesn't say nothing about hell. Hell was not in the beginning. Oh, no. Hell came in when Lucifer tried to take over heaven. And, you know, and now man is trying to take over the earth, you know, with climate control. And man wants to control the earth, you know. As I was saying the other day, you know, they had movies that men used to make movies of the Jetsons, you know, with the watching, you know, you can see each other and talk to each other. And now, hey, it's reality here now. You know, that you can buy your Apple Watch and talk to your friends and your loved ones and everything and see each other. And, oh, yeah, man, really think because God gave him knowledge, you know, he feel like he's God now, you know. Ain't nothing, no limit on nothing to man now, to him, you know. But, you know, oh, my God, we're right back to the Tower of Babel. Man is trying to build his tower, and he's trying to reach heaven. You know, they're making
buildings tall and tall and tall. And he's trying to reach heaven. Oh, my God, he's trying to get there. But the Bible already warned us, heaven and earth belongs to the Lord. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. And God made man, and he's the creator, not man. But like I said, I've been looking at all these fires and stuff and people losing their lives. And, you know, it came in like a flood. You know, they said on that island they usually have warnings, you know, like when floods or anything, get ready to, you know, come on the island, you know, warning signs and stuff. But I just heard, too, and read that the head manager over the, I guess, the environmental part of the island, he just resigned, you know. So I'm telling you, you know, people was trying to explain what happened, why they didn't get no warning, you know, or nothing, you know. Well, Jesus warning us that he's coming. He's coming. And he said there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and we see it. You know, and violence filling the land, and we see it. You know, so there's warning signs. There's warning signs. I want you to pay attention to the signs of the time, because Jesus is soon to come. And what I was saying a few minutes ago, let me slow it down, because I just get so, I just get so disturbed by the stuff that I see and hear. And it'd be all just crowding up in my mind at one time. So I'm trying to, you know, explain it, but I'm going to slow it down. You know, when I was looking at the news and I was looking at the news reporter, how, you know, she had a little smirk on her face when one of the survivors was talking about how her and her son and her daughter was running. And how the daughter had, I guess, the smoke had overtaken her. So she was like, she thought her daughter had died because, you know, she had passed out. So her and her son were trying to wake her up, and they couldn't get her wake up. So they kept right on. And the mother was saying she was thinking that maybe her daughter was dead, but she kept on shaking her anyway until she woke up. And as she was explaining the story to the news reporter, it's like the lady had like a little smirk on her face, you know. The mother was kind of, you know, crying, you know. Of course, you know, it was devastating. Nobody know unless you were there, you know. But we know, you know, to lose a loved one, you know, is very stressful, you know. And so the news reporter kind of had a smirk on her face, even though she said, you know, she was sorry for what was taking place on the island and so forth and so on. And then so I was reading the article, and I ran across an article that there was a book published just a few days, you know, after this had happened. It's called, it's called Fire Inference. It's the story of 2023 Maui fire and its implications for climate change. And this book is like $8.99. This is on Amazon already. And it's that number one bestseller already. And I was reading one of the comments that somebody had wrote about it, and it said a remarkable, predictable, ideological trip. It said reviewing in the United States on August 15, 2023. And I think it's had over 1,000-something views. Yeah, 1,184. People, you know, said it was helpful to them. So I guess it was more than 1,000-something views, but over 184 people, you know, said it was help to them. But in this comment, this person said, if one cannot see the glazing bias, not to mention the callous offensive disregarded for the human suffering of a book published with 48 hours of the ending of the Maui fire, it said, Dan, I can't help you. I never read baseless an assumption made in such a short little book than I came across in this one.
unfortunate pieces of drivers, one has to ask oneself, how does a book like this emerge so quickly? It's how does it make the claim that the fire engulfed the entire island when conveniently the high rent and district of the uber wealthy went unsurged and bizarre beyond imagination and truly strange, stranger than a fiction. So I'm telling you, how did this book, I'm wondering myself, how did this book get out so quickly about the fire? You know, except for this must have been already planned or something. It's really not making sense. You know, and it's not making sense that they didn't get no warning. You know, no warning whatsoever. You know, they said the power lines was down and it caught on fire or something. That's what one reporter had said. My tongue getting a little tongue twisted there. Or whatever, the devil is a liar. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And then it was showing, like, they have, like, drones, you know, those drones they got, you know, that they make. You can look up this article. It said this fireball dropping drone is tamed for wildfire. And then these drones here is in California. For wildfire, they say even firefighters and everything, they already done started using these. And this thing is to help them see even if a building is burning, how many people in the building and stuff. And I'm like, they already had all this stuff. Then I don't understand why so many people, you know, in Maui, you know, died. You know, if you got all these drones and, you know, they can do all this stuff, you know, tell you how many people in the fire and put the fire out. It's just unreal, y'all. And I have so much on my mind sometimes, you know, because, you know, you're searching and you want to try to help people to see what's taking place around about it. And as I see all these fires in California and, you know, and all around, you know, and all the floods and stuff in Japan, you know, and stuff, the typhoons and stuff in Japan. And stuff, and I think they said they're going to have another one next week or something. So we need to be praying for those people. They already going to start canceling their flights and stuff. I think they said like over 900 flights have already been canceled, and they got a massive evacuation going on there and stuff. So Japan need prayer, and then in Colorado, the river down there, you know, they say Fed ease in Colorado River cut back after positive forecast for more work to remain. They got stuff going on down there, you know, in Colorado, the water and power lines and, oh, my God, it's so much to pray for, y'all. We got so much to pray for, you know. And I think we're saying South China Morning Post said, in this era of global boiling heat has become a health issue for the world as extreme temperatures grow more and more of affecting the foods and the ocean and stuff. And I know why they're saying it's affecting the ocean because the water in the oceans are so hot. And see, that's why we got all these dead fishes and, you know, and I think whales and stuff is coming up to the shore dead, and, you know, birds dying and all the cattle's dying, the farmland and everything. We got so much to pray for. Man is messing with, you know, with God's, in God's business. He's the one that made everything, not man, but man, you know, because God gave him a little bit of knowledge. He wanted to really take over. So, I mean, with climate control and, you know, it's just so much going on. It is just so much There's so much going on in this world. And then I was looking at another article. I think in Memphis, the people were standing outside the mall, and about 8 people got shot at the mall. And it's just so much on, y'all. It's so much to pray for. Violence filling the land. Everywhere you look. Everywhere. I mean, it's, you know, and then, yeah, let's see. China, oh, and then China and, let's see what I say. Yeah, China and then something going on in Africa. Down there we saw all those, the heat wave is intensity is so hot down there, and it's, and something is headed towards Louisiana, you know, from China. I mean, not from China, from Africa. So, I mean, it's just so much going on, y'all. The devil just get mad every time I try to share with y'all and let y'all know what's going on taking place. I just want y'all to watch and pray and stay alert and keep your focus, you know, on God and his word, and his word is truth. He warned us of all these signs. Pay attention to the signs. Signs of the time. Like I said, all these fires coming up everywhere, you know, and even with the, when they showed the fire that's in Maui, it was in like a circle, you know. So they were like, ain't no way. It wasn't just, it's like it was planned, you know. And then I also heard about something about going on, what's going on with the water there, you know, because they have like resorts and stuff, and they have, yeah, so they do a lot of, have a lot of resources and stuff there for people, you know, that comes in, you know, from other places to Hawaii, you know, and stuff. So on trips and stuff like that. So they were saying something about the water system and stuff that just something was going on with that too. So I don't get off into all of that, but anyway, I'm going to get to the word because the devil just don't want me to share with all the stuff that's going on, you know. Violence filling the land. And Jesus is soon to come. And he's coming back for a ready church, y'all. I even heard that China is trying to rewrite the Bible. Yeah, so it's so much stuff. It's so much stuff. Y'all better pay attention. Pay attention. Man wants to be God. Now what do China and them need to rewrite the Bible for? God's word is enough. His word is truth. But the devil want to make it out a lie. You know, to try to take you away from truth. You know, so people won't believe in God and, you know, and believe in his power and just, you know, and man going to destroy man. The one you look into is going to be the one that's going to destroy you. You need to look to Jesus. Look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, y'all. That's who we're supposed to be looking to. Signs point to things. Point to something. Pay attention. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Pay attention to the signs. Acts 2:19 said, God said, I will show signs in the heavens above and in the earth beneath. This is the word of God. He's showing signs, y'all. In the earth beneath, he is showing signs. Pay attention. Luke 2:11, the announcement of Jesus' birth. You know, the establishing that he was going to be, he was coming into, you know, to the earth, and he was going to save his people from their sins. That was a sign. That was an announcement that Jesus was coming. It's a sign. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Pay attention. Pay attention to the signs of the time. There's some evil days, y'all. Signs are for a purpose, for a reason. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, and thank you for saving us. Oh, God, those that are unsaved today, we pray in the name of Jesus, you minister to their heart in a special way, Jesus. And the Bible saying these signs shall follow those believers. Yes. when you believe in Christ, you know, Jesus, these signs, the word of God, his truth will follow you. Yes. Yes, it will lead and guide us. Yes. So, anyway, let me get over here to Luke 12. I mean, Luke 21 and 25 through 27. And it says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars. You know, when I read that part, I'm thinking about the eclipse. You know, they're saying, you know, they even got these new kind of binoculars out that they're trying to get people to purchase and stuff now, you know, so you can see the eclipse even better. And I'm telling you, it's just, man, it's just out of control. We're trying to control everything, trying to cover everything, but the word of God. And that's what we need, the word of God is saying. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations. Don't you see it? Distress. Do you not see it? With perplexity and the seas. You know, do you not see? Do you not see? And the waves. Yeah, I mean, have you not seen down there in California and Florida and stuff how the water is just going up and pulling the people right out into the ocean? You know, people are dying from hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and, oh, my God. Man, messing with stuff, trying to be God. Oh, yes, and it's another sign. And people are passing out left and right. It's so hot. Oh, my God, I think the lady down there in Texas, I was reading an article or something, she was saying that, you know, her husband's organs were just destroyed from him, you know, the mailman carrier that was down there that was walking and taking the mail in the heat. Oh, my God. It's a praying time, y'all. It's a praying time. The Bible says men's heart going to fail them. I'm telling you, young people dying with a heart failure, they supposed to, where the parents said that they was in good health, you know, and a lot of these young people dying, and I believe it's probably, might have something to do with those shots everybody was taking and don't know what they was in and what was in it, you know, and people just passing out left and right, just dying left and right, because it's not going to affect everybody at the same time, the same way. You know, you don't know what was in it. You know, but the devil is, you know, he's killing, stealing, and destroying. That's his goal. And then Bill Gates always talking about depopulation. Wake up, y'all. Come on, see the signs. Heat and density, you know, because of man, you know, messing with, trying to take over God's earth and stuff. And the Bible says, Jeremiah 10 and 2, it talks about men's heart going to fail them for the fear that's, you know, the fear and for looking after things which are coming upon the face of the earth. Yeah, people, I mean, just having heart attacks left and right, you know, because of the stuff that they're seeing and the stuff that they're hearing, you know, men's hearts, it's failing them. Oh, my God. And the Bible says that lean not to your own understanding, you know, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. We need to call on Jesus like never before. Yes, yes. And the Bible tells them to learn not the ways of the heathens. I'm telling you, these men of this earth just want to take over. Just want to take over. You know? Oh, my God. Help us, Jesus. Perilous time. Evil days. Wickedness. You know? Is upon the earth. Evil is upon the earth, y'all. Everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. Pay attention. This is a sensitive nation. It is. They have forsaken God. The Bible says a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And all them lives down there lost in my and other, you know, places. You know? It's just so much. It's so much going on, y'all. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention. The handwritings on the wall. You know, the devil and demons and all these things are at work. They just are at work. Trying to control everything. But the Bible said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. We need to call on the Lord like never before. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Oh, yes, call on that name. Call on the name of Jesus. And he said, everybody that call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. He didn't say you might be. He said, you shall be. That's a promise that he will save your soul. He will save you. He will save you. But I'm, like I said, man trying to destroy himself. I'm telling you, over there in Russia, they just got this new aircraft carrier, and it's made like a spaceship, y'all. Y'all go look this stuff up. Pay attention. Jesus on his way back. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church. Let's go home. Yes. Call on him. Trust him. You trust him in everything. People just doing whatever they want to do. Running to and fro. It's like everything is just out of control. Everybody just out of control. Well, you know, when you take prayer out of a nation, oh my God, what you gonna get but chaos and confusion? When you take away the commandments, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What do you have to stand on? When you give up God's word, what do you have to stand on? You have nothing to stand on if you don't stand on Jesus. You don't stand on his word, his promises. Oh, my God. It's so much. It's just so much. It's just so much. Like I said, man just want to be God, trying to take over the earth. You know, just like, you know, he came down when he was kicked out of heaven to the earth. Him and a third of the angels were kicked out, you know, into the earth. You know, he going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, whom he may destroy. He's doing it. He's using these pastors and preachers, you know, setting them up. I mean, people not even living right. They just living any kind of way, all in the name of Jesus, doing whatever they want to do. You know, forsaking God's word, you know. And I know a lot of times that the enemy try to attack my mind while I'm on this blog talk because, you know, see, when you're speaking truth, you know, the devil don't like that. He don't want you, you know, he don't want you to share truth. He don't want you to, you know, to help nobody because, see, he wants to destroy everybody and everything. You know, the Bible say that hell has enlarged itself. So if it's enlarged itself and said without measure, that means there is no ending without measure. So he knows he's bound for hell, and he's trying to take as many people as he can to hell with him. And I don't want you to go, and I'm not going. Heaven, I decided to make Jesus my choice. And I'm telling you today, decide to make Jesus your choice. When you look at this wicked, evil world and everything that's happening around about you, decide to make Jesus your choice. Isaiah 4 and 12, let's read that. Isaiah 4 and verse 12 says, it's 14 and 12, I'm sorry. Isaiah 14 and 12. Isaiah 14 and 12 said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? This nation is weakened. They did what? Just weaken. Weaken the nation, this nation. It's fallen, this nation. Has forgotten God, this nation. Has forsaken prayer and thanksgiving, this nation. Has put away the commandments, this nation. Oh, my God, it's weakened.
The Bible just said it in Isaiah 14 and 12. The latter part said, which did weaken the nation. Look at this nation. Look at all the nations around us. And it said what? For thou hast said in thy heart, this is Lucifer talk. He said in his heart, I will, what? Ascend into the heaven. And I will exalt my throne above the stars of God and will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. And verse 14, and I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, and I will be like the Most High. Ain't that something? And don't that sound like man today? His will, I will, you know, I will do this, and I will build this, and I will, you know, reach up to heaven, and I everywhere. And the 15 say, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. I'm telling y'all. I'm telling you. Satan was kicked out because he wanted to take over. And he got men with the same mindset today. They want to take over. And when he went into the garden, you know, and talked to Eve, you know, he was trying to get her to doubt what God had said. Because, see, he had already got kicked out of heaven, and then hell was made for him. So he was like, okay, well, I'm going on down here, and I'm gonna try to convince them, Adam and Eve, to change their mind and go to hell with me. But I'm telling you, you don't have to go today. You don't have to listen to Satan today. You know? You can choose God. You can choose, you know, God today. To be your heavenly Father, to lead you and guide you today, you know. And when he was kicked out of heaven, let's see, where I'm going to Genesis. And when he was kicked out of heaven, kicked out of heaven to the earth, then he came down, and he, look, it says. Now, Adam and Eve, now, they were husband and wife. I heard some people say, well, they weren't married. I don't know what Bible they're reading, but the Bible says in Genesis 4 and verse 20, it said, and Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all living. Ain't that something? Don't it say his wife? It said, and unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make clothes, coats of skin and clothing for them. So why has everybody got the clothes off now? It said God made clothes, coats of skin and clothed them. Yeah. And the Lord said, God said, behold, the man is come as one of us to know good and evil now. Because they had went against God. And he said, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. See, they got put out of the garden. After they, you know, disobeyed God, they got put out of the garden. And then this was the job that God gave to man right here, to till the ground from which he has taken, where he came from, till the ground. It says, so he drove out the man, and he placed him in the east of the Garden of Eden, and cherubims, angels, a cherubim angel, and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the trees of life, to keep the way of the tree of life. And then some people say, well, Adam and Eve didn't have no children. Why they didn't? And down at the next verse it says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she what? Conceived and bare who? Cain. That was his sons. Cain. And then he had Abel. and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. So, you know, so I don't know what Bible these people read, but Adam and Eve and then children, okay? Adam, Eve, and then children. Yeah. So for people to say, you know, he wasn't married, and you can, so people just shacking up now. Just live with people, and then it says common law. Yeah, it is common. Common that you would call it a law of God. It's common. Common means unclean. It's nasty. It's not right. But that's what we have today. That's what we have today. Uncleanness. Unclean, unclean. Yeah. Everywhere you look. You know, people just want to do whatever they want to do. Everything but what God's word tells us to do. People don't want to do. They don't want to listen. The Bible says he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. God wants to talk to you. He's talking to you right now through his word. Isaiah 55 and 8. Yes, Isaiah 55 and 8. Isaiah 55. And verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways, saith who? Saith the Lord. So what's going on? I'm telling you, man wants to control. He, you know, he just wanted what his way. And the Bible just told us, our ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And then it goes a little further. It says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Oh, my God. Just look at how far the sky is from us. Oh, my God. That's how high his thoughts and ways is. Oh, my God. Isaiah 6. I'm just so disturbed. I stay disturbed by the stuff that I see. I love the Lord for real. I can't talk for nobody but me. I love God for real. And I made my vow to the Lord, made my promise to him. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm on the battlefield. Yep. And I hear all these preachers, they just say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do and all that, but the Bible says here in Isaiah 6 about that mouth of yours. Yeah, that mouth, that unclean mouth of yours. And verse 5, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And we're seeing a lot of unclean lips. And these people think they can just say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do, all in the name of Jesus. But the word of God, here Isaiah said, look, I'm a man of unclean lips. He confessed, I'm a man of unclean lips. You a woman or a man today that's got unclean lips, you need to read this and take it in. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. That's what's going on. People around people and whatever they see other people do, they just do it and say it and think it's all right. You can just do whatever you want to do, and it's okay. Not according to the word of God. It's saying, I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. And it said, and my eyes have seen the King of the Lord of hosts. And you know God. You know what God requires of you, you know. But you need to, you know, say, like verse 7 says in this sixth chapter, and he laid it upon my mouth. This is the Lord. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this is thy touches thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. That's what God will do. He will touch your dirty lips, your unclean mouth, and he will purge you. If you really mean it from your heart. I had a terrible mouth. Yeah, I had a terrible mouth, and I used to drink and, you know, smoke and, you know, and stuff. But God delivered me, and he set me free, and he delivered you not for you to go back to your old you. You know, what's the use of cleaning you up if you're going to go right back, you know, and do the same thing again? That's not true repentance. True repentance is means that you won't do it no more. You won't do it no more. True repentance means you walk away and turn your back to whatever it was that you was in. And then verse 8 says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And he wants to know, can he send you? Who will go for him? And then you can say like Isaiah, I'm saying the same thing Isaiah's saying. Then said I, here am I, send me. I heard a lot of y'all say that. Do you really mean it? Here am I, Lord, send me. You know, send you amongst your family. You scared to say anything. You know, oh, that's my baby sister, my baby brother, you're not telling them the truth. They're not seeing no difference in you. You're not standing up for God. You get at other folks. But when it comes to your family, you can't stand up to them. Don't you want to see your family saved? Or do you care? Huh? Oh, my God. You should at least want to see your family saved. You're trying to reach the world and lose your family. Are people not thinking? Oh, my God. But, you know, all these wicked spirits that's in the earth today and, you know, people just doing whatever they want to do. And, you know, witchcraft is on the rise and you know, and that's what be trying to come against my mind while I'm speaking the word of God. You know, witchcraft, you know, rebellion, the spirit of rebellion. That means that people don't want to hear the word of God. You don't want to hear truth. So, you know, you target against the men and women of God that's standing for righteousness and trying to live holy and trying to lead you in the path of righteousness, you come against them. You know, sometimes you can be in a service and you're trying to share the word and you look at a certain person, they looking all evil at you and making faces. And the devil uses all sorts of things to try to distract you away from the word of God. You know, witchcraft, all around. And I'm telling you, oh, it just really bothers me to see all these people just going to the graveyard, talking to their dead loved ones and all. Come on. This stuff was not in our culture. Over in China and Japan and all the, you know, and Africa and all the other places, all those spirits is in America. That's why, you know, they be trying to come up against us, the ones where, you know, are trying to live holy for real and live righteous for real and try to lead people to Christ for real, be trying to come up against you. And here it is in Isaiah 6 and verse 19. It says, and when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits. See, people want to send people to psychics and send these people over there in India and, you know, and stuff. And then they come over here and they try to use that same old mess that they've been using in other cultures. You know, they brought up in this stuff. And now, you know, people here in America, that's why we got all this chaos and confusion, you know, death on the rise and forest fires. And because I'm sure God is just not pleased with what he see. And he said, ain't going to be water, y'all pay attention. Won't be water, it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire, say, and dealing with people with familiar spirits and unto wizards that peeps. And the mutters, which not a people seek unto their God? That's the question. Yes, see, this is what people are doing. They're seeking unto their God. These other countries and stuff, these people come over here from other countries and cultures and stuff. And now look at America. Just like the rest of the ones that was around us.
You know, it said for they seeking unto the their God for the living to the dead. Ain't that something? They going down talking to them just like they still here. Oh my God, it's a sad time we're living in. It's an evil time that we're living in. But you know, I try to be like Jeremiah. You know, Jeremiah would hate it. You know, and people, you know, went after him, and you know, they went against him. He was up there trying to stand up for them. And a lot of time, we in the body of Christ, we seeking God for you. You know, and crying out to God for you. And you the one to come up against us, though, the ones we're seeking God for you. You know, standing in the gap for you, praying for you. You know, praying God's protection around you and your house and your family, your children, your husband, your wife. We're seeking God. Seeking God for you. Oh, my God. For these people today, I mean, you just don't know how blessed you are. You just don't know how blessed you are. The Bible says in Jeremiah 25, it said the word that came unto Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah, and in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, and the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the which Jeremiah the prophet spoke unto all the peoples of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, for the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amos, king of Judah, even unto to this day, this is the third of the 20th year. You hear that? This is the third of the 20th year. That's 23. The word of the Lord has come, saying, rise early and seek and speak, but ye has not hearkened. It said, and the Lord shall send unto you all his servants and prophets early. You need to get up early in the morning, because God get his prophets up early in the morning and sending them, talking to them to speak to you. And you know, he wants to use you. It said, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ears to hear. He said, they say, turn ye again now, everyone, from his evil ways and from his evil doing. That's what God wants you to do. Turn from your evil ways and your evil doing and dwell in the land of the Lord has given unto you. Come on, y'all. Come on, get back to serving God. Get back to praying. Get back to seeking God like never before. Get back. Start praying back in your home. Yes. Come on. Pray for the sin sick nation. It's falling around about us. See the signs. Come on. Come on. It said the Lord has given unto you this land. He given unto us. He said, and to your fathers forever and ever. And then it said, and go not after other gods. This is the problem. This is why our nation is where it is. We're going after the other gods, these people that come from other countries and, you know, and brought in their gods made by their hands and stuff. Stuff they done prayed over and spoke over and, you know, and stuff. And this nation, oh my God. It said, and go not after other gods to serve them. It told us, don't go after them. Don't go after the other gods that these people serving. I mean, they doing all these praise dances and all this stuff and mining in God's house. God ain't never, we ain't never had this stuff over here in America, in our churches. These people do these dances and all this stuff and all their culture and all this. Oh God, wake up, church. It's saying, go not after the gods to serve them and to worship them and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hand, and I will do you no harm. If you, you know, God's a God of wrath, too. He's a God of judgment. Come on, y'all.
He told us don't do this. He told us not to get with the heathens and do what they do and serve their gods. And, you know, and everybody, it's just a mixture of this and mixture of that and everything goes. And God told us not to do that. And the Bible said, and ye have not hearkened unto me. But y'all ain't listen. He said, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me, not me to anger, and with the works of your own hand, to your own hurt. You're going to hurt your own self by not listening. Consequences for our action. You know, like I say, you know, America don't want no rules and regulations, honey. They just, you know, but you got rules and regulations everywhere. You got rules on your job, rules in your home, rules on the in the schools, rules everywhere. But you shouldn't have no rules in the house of God. Rules everywhere. Nobody wants to listen. They want to do whatever they want to do. And then say, you know, in the name of Jesus. Oh, no. Mm-mm. You'd be like in the book of Acts, it'd be Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you? You know, you won't have the right to use that name. You know, you won't have the authority to use his name. You just can't use his name. Dirty hand, dirty heart, dirty mouth. Come on. The Bible said, and therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my word, you ain't listening. He said, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof and against all these nations around about it. We see all these nations, everybody just getting hooked up with, you know, China and Russia and America and everybody just getting hooked up together. He said, He said, you'll be just like them and he's going to turn his wrath over. He's going to turn his wrath over. Read Psalms. Let's go to Psalms. Let's see. Psalms 2 and 2. All right, quick. I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to say here. Oh, Lord, just help read us here at the Red Church to make a difference. And somebody like, I don't say I was no preacher anyway. I say I'm a witness for the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 2 and 2, it says, and this is what the Word of God told us. It said, why do the heathen rage? Why everybody so upset? Because we talk about the name of Jesus. And it said, and the people imagine a vain thing. They, you know, and it said, and the kings of the earth set themselves. He didn't say he did it. He said the kings of the earth are setting themselves and the rulers taking counsel together. They're all coming together. All these different nations come together. God didn't tell us to do that. He didn't say, you can be a Buddhist worshiper, a Hindu worshiper. You can be a Christian. You can be a snake worshiper. You can be all these, and we worship him. That is not what the Bible is saying. It's saying, but he's saying they're working against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, yes, they're working against any believer that loves the Lord. They're working against us. He said, let us break the bands asunder. Let us get rid of them and cast them away and their cords from us. Let's just get rid of all, you know, all the things that God told us to do, to cast it off. And we can see it today. You know, you hear preachers talking about God, the word of God is just not enough to save people. You know, you got to do something extra, you know. And you hear Jamal, they're talking about, you know, everybody, the young people, you can't teach them what we had today. You know, you can't teach them to sustain from sex and all that stuff. No, you know, you got to do it a new way now. And, you know, talking about there are many ways to God when the Bible said Jesus is the only way, he's the truth, and he's the life. But now these preachers are twisting up and messing up and just saying everything that God's word did not tell us to do, telling you it's okay to you do it now. But you just read it, so they're all coming together. Everything coming together, trying to get everything set for the Antichrist, for the mark of the beast system, and everything is coming forth even today. Because even in line, and I forgot what city that was, but you can look it up. They scanning the eyeballs, so it's gonna be easy for everybody to take the mark of the beast. I'm telling you. So people are right now are getting
getting things put inside their hand and their eyes and just all over your body, because you're gonna just fall right into the system. It's gonna be easier for you because see you getting tattooed up now and you're getting everything you know that the devil has to offer you now, so you be blind to what he really want to do, and that's to destroy you because he don't love you. The devil don't love nobody. He hates everybody. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. If you can find love out of that and in a way, something is wrong when somebody trying to kill you. You can't get no love out of that. But anyway, the Bible says, and nations around about them, and they will utterly destroy them. They're going to destroy America. I'm telling you, this nation is so sick. It's gotten hooked up, and in 1999, there was an article out about witchcraft in America. That's what's in America, y'all. They got spellcasters everywhere. That's why you look at people and you don't understand. You look and shake your head and say, how in the world do we get here? How in the world do we get here? Because people took their mind off of the will and the word of God. And that's how we got there. Little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power, no prayer, no power. That's how we got there. That's how we got there. No praying, no seeking God, no turning away from your wicked ways. And that's what this scripture is talking about here in Jeremiah. But they were mad with Jeremiah because Jeremiah told them the truth. Jeremiah, you know, he did not bite his tongue and he did not turn his cheek. I mean, you know, and just not hear God's word and not tell people what thus saith the Lord. And we here at the Ready Church, we are going to tell you what thus saith the Lord. I know all last weekend I tried to get on this blog talk and I couldn't get up there, you know. But, you know, I'm going to stand. And having done all to remain standing. My vow is to God and not to man. I'm running for my life. Anybody ask you what's the matter with Ready Church? I'm saved, sanctified, and I'm running for my life. I'm not changing. I'm not turning. And like I was saying, even with Jamal talking about, you know, we got to do something different to get and draw the young people. That's not what the word of God say. He said what I say to one, I say to all. So the same way the old people came, the young people got to come the same way. Ain't no new way, ain't no many ways, ain't no opposite way, ain't no, you know, you can make your own way. No, it ain't no evolving and revolving and evolution and revolution. No, it's transformation. He wants to transform your mind. He wants to transform your life. He wants to save your soul and make you whole. That's what he wants to do. If you open up, he will come in. He's going to force his way in because he gave man free will. It's by your will to do or not to do God's will. It's your will to do. But he rather that you choose life over death. I'd rather that you choose life over death. He loves you. He cares for you. Sacrificed his son for you. And he gave his life for you. His son gave his life for you and I, that we might have the right to the tree of life. What other man would give up their son or daughter? Who do you know would give up their son or daughter for you? Nobody. You know, but God sent his only son to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. They done accomplished the mission. The mission, that means they didn't complete the mission what God had told them to do. But we here at the Ready Church, we want to let you know we on the battlefield for the Lord. And like I said, I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm going to serve the Lord. With friends or no friends, I'm going to serve the Lord. And the Bible says a true friend loves all time. So if you're really a friend, you're going to stay a friend. If you wasn't a friend from the beginning, if you didn't stay a friend. But the Bible says a friend loves all time. Good time, bad time, sad time. You know, a good friend. A real friend. I thank God. I know he's my friend. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said, I'll be with you even to the end of the earth. He's going to be with me. And I thank him. He's a mind regulator and a heart fixer on today. Nothing too hard for him. God can't fix you. You ain't so far gone that God can't reach you. You ain't so far gone that he won't forgive you. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for your word on today. And it says, and he will utterly destroy them and make them a astonishment and a hissing and a perpetual desolation. It said, moreover, I will take from them the voice of the mirth and the voice of the gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride and the sound of the millstones and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be desolate. And y'all looking down there at Maui and how desolated it is with all, you know, everything is gone. You know, everything that the people, you know, own their homes and everything that they had is gone, you know. It's desolate. The area is desolate. A few, you know, lives were spared, and we thank God for that, and we're lifting up those families, and we pray that God will strengthen them and take them through in a time like this. And, you know, God can do anything. You know, I pray that it'll touch hearts and minds to know who it was that spared their lives. It was no man. It was only God that, you know, spared the ones' lives that was able to get away. And we thank God, and we pray in their strength in the Lord, praying that God will open doors and make ways for them. And the Bible says, pray ye one for another, and that's what we're here to do, to pray for one another, intercede on one another's behalf. And it said, and it came to pass when 7 years are accomplished, and that I will punish the kings of Babylon and the nations, saith the Lord. And he's going to do it because America is Babylon now, I'm telling you. Spiritually Babylon, this is what we have. Trying to rebuild, you know, man's trying to take over and want to control the earth. But man's going to destroy himself. Oh, yes, we're getting down to the wire. It says, and the Lord said, for their iniquities in the land of Chaldeans, and will make a perpetual desolation. And I will bring upon the land all my words, which I have pronounced against it. Oh, my God, judgment. That's what he's talking about, judgment. It's saying even all that is written in this book, and not no other book. I know I'm telling y'all about the NIV Bible. Y'all better put that thing down. That is not the King James Bible, and the words have changed. And not only that, a lot of the verses in there are taken out. Words have been replaced and removed, and that changed the whole meaning. But I'm telling you, it's saying which Jeremiah has prophesied against the nation. Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. And we hear the red church is trying to tell you that's the same way today. These nations around are, you know, mingling and, you know, and trying to overrule God's word. And I, like I told you, trying to get rid of rewrite the Bible. Now, why do we need China to rewrite the Bible? But I was told that they all got together and decided, you know, that that's what they wanted to do with all the different religions came together, you know, and China is to rewrite the Bible. Look it up. It's saying, for many nations and great kings shall serve themselves. That's what they're doing, serving themselves. Of them also, and I will recompense them. He said he will recompense. That means he going to repay. God's going to pay these folks. He said according to their deeds, according to what they're doing, he going to pay you. And according to the works of their own hands, things that they're doing themselves, things you're doing yourself. Oh, yes, a cup of wrath. You know, God's judgment is going to be poured out. It said, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of the fairness of my hand, and cause the nation to whom I have sent to drink it. Yeah, they're all, you know, coming together, you know, saying that they don't believe the same, but they, you know, you drink from the same cup. Drink from the same cup. You know? It's like a spell, a charm, or, you know, holding a captive. They're all together. Yeah. It's a, and they shall drink and be moved and be mad. They're going to drink. They're going to fail. Oh, my God. And be mad, that means going crazy. Just like, you know, Nebuchadnezzar you know, he lost his mind. But thank God, he was, God is gracious and merciful that he restored Nebuchadnezzar's mind. Yeah, he went crazy, was out in front of his house and eating grass, and you know, his hair got long and nails was like claws and like an animal, you know, and stuff like an eagle, you know. God, but God, he restored him. He restored him. And it says, and wit, to wit, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and to the kings thereof and the princes thereof, to make them a desolate and astonishment, a hissing like a snake, and a curse. A curse. Yeah, you know, that's something inflicted on you to harm you, as a curse. That's what a curse is. Do you not know? That's what the devil's doing to you right now. He's planting a curse on you so that you can go to hell. You know, he's a serpent. He's a snake. He hissing. And it's a curse. And as it is this day, and this day, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants and his princes and all his people and all the mingling people. That's what I'm saying. Everything and everybody just coming together, snake worship and Buddhist worship, Islam and all these, you know, religions coming together, mingling together, and all the kings of the land of Uz or Uzi or Uz, whichever way you want to pronounce it, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines and Ashkelon and Ash and Ekron and the remnants of Ashdod and Edom and Moab and the children of Ammon and all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of Israel, which has beyond the sea, that was beyond the sea, and Dedan, and Tema, and Buz, and Buz, and all are in the uttermost corners, and all the kings of Arabia. And all the kings of the minglers people that dwelt in that desert, all of it. That's what we see today. Everything, everybody just coming together. He's just naming them. He's saying all the kings of Zera, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Medes, and all the kings of the north. And far as the near, far and near, and with another, all the kingdoms of the world, which was upon the face of the earth, and in the kings of Shoshak shall drink after them. And I'm telling you, that's what you're seeing today. But I tell you, my God's getting us ready for a great day. Y'all need to wake up, shake yourself. Signs are everywhere. Everything is coming together, a mixture of everything, and God didn't tell us to do that. He said they are not hearing me. They're not hearkening to my voice. They're walking in their own ways, and your own ways can only bring destruction and only bring death and only bring confusion and chaos and all those things that's evil and wicked and, you know, to lead you away from the true and living God, and that's what we're seeing today. You know, but Jesus is soon to come, and we here at the Ready Church just want you to know that ready or not, Jesus is coming. Get your house in order, for the soon coming King is soon to come, and he's coming back for a Ready Church. God bless you, Ready Church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray that you will lead us and guide us in these last and evil days. We pray for those that have lost loved ones on today, and we pray for those that are battling mental illness and sickness and things in our bodies on today. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for that young lady and that young man that the enemy is telling them to take their lives and there's no hope and there's no way out. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch their minds and deliver them before time is too late, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, for the sin-sick nation, they have turned their hearts away from truth. We plead the blood of Jesus over these leaders that are leading people away and astray. We pray that their trees will be chopped down like Nebuchadnezzar, oh God, that they will see you high and lifted up in this last hour, and they will say, what must we do to be saved? For the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is soon to come. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you, Ready Church.